I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott. He is the associate editor of the Pasa Tiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us here just about every Friday speaking of the arts. Hey, we didn't do it last Friday. We both took a day off.
Did you do a repeat?
I did,
because
actually.
Because people called me and said, great show. I was in bed, and they were like, well, that was a great show. I was like, well, I'm just waking up. How'd you get to back from the radio station so quickly? And then I realized you must have run a repeat.
No, I didn't. I ran Mark Rudd.
Oh, so I
was. Or no, I ran T.R. Reid.
Ah, so I wasn't even there. That's very strange.
You were definitely not there. I mean, you might have been there in spirit.
Somebody was lying. Wait till I get my hands on that guy.
It wasn't I.
Hey, can I do a public service announcement?
Of course.
This is personal stuff. I'm sorry. My beautiful dog, Jemmy, was attacked on the trail by a really big dog that was off the leash. And the owner was on her cell phone like 100 yards away.
Oh, goodness.
And it was really ugly and terrible. And Jemmy survived. And I screamed and yelled at the woman really badly. And my dog's fine. And those things happen. But please, there's one reason why we want your dog on the leash. Because the other dog who is on the leash and yours isn't, there's going to be stress and strain. And at the very least, stay near your dog.
Yeah.
If they're off the leash. At the very least, be right there.
And talking on, I've done it, but talking on the cell phone while walking your dog is just, bad.
It is bad, and I don't think, terrible. I feel bad if the woman's listening. I told her if her dog did that again, I would kill her dog with my bare hands. I felt terrible, and I would. They taught me that stuff in survival school. It's scary.
You know how to kill a dog with your bare hands?
Yeah, when I was up in Spokane, Washington 25 years ago, and they were chasing me with guns, they taught me all this stuff. Isn't that crazy? I'm such a nice guy, but if you go after my dogs, I just lose. They're like my kids.
Yeah.
And now I understand people who protect their kids like that.
Well, I'll tell you, on the 4th of July last year, I went to a barbecue, and this gigantic, chow lab mix attacked my dachshund and picked it up by the neck and was going to try to kill him. And I don't even know what I did, but I pulled that dog right off. And we ended up in the emergency clinic, and he was sick for about a week. He was kind of messed up, but he wasn't killed. But that was because I figured out, I don't know, out of instinct or something, how to pull that dog right off. That dog was bigger than me.
Yeah, because of your guts kick in, and you're just, I'm sorry about the way I acted, but that my dog is. So anyway, that's the rule. That's the lesson today. Thank you. Sorry. It's not what you want to hear when you want to hear. Speaking of the arts. Today's Pasa Tiempo has Nora Naranjo Morse on the cover, Santa Clara Pueblo artist who's being honored by the Rotary Foundation for the Arts. She's the distinguished artist this year. They're going to have their annual public presentation, including a dinner, Saturday night at the Scottish Rite Center.
Excellent.
And you got to pay to get in, which includes dinner. You got to pay a little more if you want to have a reception with the artist. I've been to a couple of these. I haven't been to one in about 2 years, but they can be a lot of fun, and it's a really nice honor for the artist, and there's a terrific story in today's Pasa Tiempo by Doug Fairfield, so take a look and see.
Now, tonight, there is a micro-lending group called Friendship Bridge that is having its annual Dessert with Desiree at 7 o'clock at the United Church of Santa Fe. Desiree Mays will talk about the 2009 Santa Fe opera season. They're going to have desserts, delicious desserts, a silent auction, Guatemalan jewelry, cards, all sorts of things, and let's see, for more information, you can call 984-1420.
Isn't that a great name, Desiree? Remember that
song?
It is
a great name.
Desiree mucho. Desiree Mays knows about the opera, that's for sure. Sweet Charity tonight. It is going to be the last theater show at the Greer Garson Theater on the College of Santa Fe campus, regardless of what happens to the college. I think this program is coming to an end after 44 years. With a number about an eternally hopeful young lady who works as a taxi dancer. I do not know what that means. If you can find out the meaning of that term, I would like to know. I think it's a dance hall girl, and it's a notch above prostitute, but I don't want to say anything bad. 8 o'clock tonight runs through two weekends, 473-6511. See my previous story in today's Pasa Tiempo and also my story in which I interviewed many College of Santa Fe Greer Garson alumni who look back on their time at the college's performing arts department. And that's a nicely illustrated piece, a lot of black and white photos, including of Miss Greer Garson. That story is not on the web, unfortunately, so you have to buy the pasta to get it. But Sweet Charity tonight, two weekends.
And what about Monday night at the Lenzic?
Monday night at the Lenzic, girl, we're sitting in the back row, do-up, you reach over, say, I'm so sweet, and I say, baby, I know. Is that it? We sing a little song?
No, it's music from the College of Santa Fe, the CSF.
Oh, the final CSF Contemporary Music.
Contemporary Music Program.
Of course. That's what you were trying to tie that into. I thought you were talking about T.R. Reid again, who's Tuesday night,
Who's Tuesday night at the Lensic. T.R. Reid, that is a must-see. T.R. Reid, I interviewed him on this program, and if you were listening a week ago today, you heard the show. But it's all about how all these different countries do their healthcare systems and provide universal healthcare for everybody and spend way less than we do.
Yeah, I've got, hopefully going to get tickets to that.
They make it look easy. These other countries, I'm sure
they
it's
do.
Not easy, but they
always
make it look easy.
We can't make anything look easy except yelling at each other. 7 o'clock at the Atlantic, Tuesday night, you got to pay to get in. Look at the PASA calendar for info. Going back to Monday night, the College of Santa Fe Contemporary Music Program's grand finale. There's going to be music by various College of Santa Fe Chorus, student-run bands, Collegium XXI, CMP Ensemble. 7 o'clock at the Lensic. Got to pay to get in. You know the Lensic phone number, but we'll give it to you anyway.
988-1234.
Ding, dong, ding. So that's that.
Hey, there's another event tonight at the Farmers Market Pavilion. DJ Pablo Ancona and DJ Avi of the Mambo Room will be spinning Latin beats for a fundraising event for Chapulín, which is a language immersion cultural exchange program in Oaxaca for the Monte del Sol Charter School. And so they're doing a fiesta in order to raise money for the students' trip to Oaxaca, Mexico for the Day of the Dead.
Pretty good.
And there will be a silent auction and all sorts of things. And there is, I'm sure, a number that you can call. But because my computer is so slow, getting down to the bottom of the page is challenging.
It's getting to be springtime, as you can tell by looking outside. There doesn't seem to be any sign of snow like last week when the top to my soft top Jeep decided to fly off Saturday on Old Las Vegas Highway.
The top of your Jeep flew off?
It finally came apart, and it flew back in the wind, and it was waving. And if I'd been being pursued by, you know, bandits, I could have lit it on fire and held them off like John Wayne did in the Comancheros. But anyway.
Oh, for tickets on and information on that last event at the Farmers Market, the number is 982-5225.
So anyway, but I got no top to my Jeep. Somebody told me I should get a bikini top for it. I thought that was pretty funny, but apparently there was such a thing as a bikini top for Jeeps, which makes me very, despite the fact that I look a little bit embarrassing in it, it makes me interested. I'll look into that. But, so it's beautiful spring, which means there's a lot of gallery openings tonight. Check out the PASA Tampa for listings, and I will list five or six right now. Dun, 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 dun. Two Horses Art. And that's straight from the horse's mouth, Robert. 429 Sandoval Street's got Trio Brio, paintings by Aliki Dobry and Eliza Schmidt, baskets by Holly Modine, reception 5 to 7. That's on Sandoval Street. Show runs through May 10th. Also downtown on Artistas de Santa Fe, 228B Old Santa Fe Trail, even though you got to enter from Alameda. Rock, Paper, Scissors, and More. That's the name of a show with art books and recycled mixed media work by Joy Campbell. Reception 5 to 7. Jane Sauer Gallery has Basketry in Perspective, a group show, reception 5 to 8. And the Judy Yoens Gallery, 826 Kenyon Road, has The Feminine Essence. That sounds good. I like that stuff. Group show, reception 5 to 7. Monroe Gallery downtown has Mark Shaw, terrific photographer, retro photos. You're going to love them. A retrospective photos, reception 5 to 7. They are on Don Gaspar Avenue. And the Santa Fe Art Institute has a book arts group show, closing reception, 4 to 6. Santa Fe Art Institute also wondering about its future over there on the College of Santa Fe campus. But you can go over there tonight, 4 to 6, for this reception, for their closing show, if you like book arts. And a couple others real quickly. Warehouse 21's History Lobby Internet Cafe has An Era That Will Never Be Forgotten. Photos and video show, 5 to 7. Also music. And William and Joseph on Canyon Road, 727, has Metamorphosis, glasswork by Chris Donnelly, reception 5 to 7. So there's a lot of good stuff. There's more that I didn't mention. Look in the PASA Tampa listings, page 55 of PASA Tampa.
And golfers of all ages will have two chances to support Open Hands at the Duffers and Divas 4 Open Hands Golf Tournament, which is tomorrow for adults, and then May 9th for kids at the Marty Sanchez Lynx de Santa Fe golf course, and the proceeds of the event will go to Open Hands. So if you want more information on that, you can look at openhands.org or call 428-2346.
My uncle Raymond, who was a Vietnam vet, he's now deceased. He wanted to go golfing with my father in this horrific rainstorm with thunder and lightning in New York. And my father didn't want to say no because my uncle was a decorated Vietnam vet. And they went out there, and lightning struck the golf cart while they were standing like a foot away from it and started the golf cart up, and it took off on its own and went to the lake with all their golf clubs, and they had to walk back in the rain to the clubhouse.
Well, at least they weren't in it.
I know, but it's ridiculous. All because of my uncle. He always had these harebrained schemes.
It sounds like his nephew.
I know, I miss him. He was a good guy. He was an amazing guy. He taught me a lot. I didn't realize it at the time. But I was just thinking about that. Theater, Rabbit Hole tonight, Ironweed.
Oh, good. That's still going on.
One more weekend, El Museo Cultural. They are doing very good business.
I thought that was a terrific play. I thought that was one of the best written plays that I have ever seen.
Well, it's David Lindsay Abaire, and it's a Pulitzer Prize winning. How could it not be?
Well, I mean, how could it not be? A lot of plays are horribly written or mediocrely written. But, you know, you can have a well-written play, but the acting does this play justice. Did you see it?
I think you're right about the acting. I disagree with you a little bit on the script. I think, without giving much away, right near the end, it falls apart, in my view, the script. But I'm glad you're plugging it, because it's running one more weekend, and you can get over to El Museo and see it tonight at 8, Saturday at 8, and Sunday at 2. I'm going to give you a phone number, 660-2379, and the word of mouth on it is great, and it's doing really well, so go see it.
And speaking of Sunday, it's the last Sunday in April. That means it's the last April in Paris.
April in Paris.
A festive and sassy Dadu review and of Parisian songs with Charles Tichner and Ron Dadu Romanofsky at Vanessi's.
In the springtime.
So it's on Sunday at 4 o'clock.
Baby, they love Paris in the fall. Honey, they love Paris in the winter when it's drizzling. Mary Charlotte, I love you in the summer when you're sizzling. Bye Bye Birdie, one of my favorite shows. We've often talked about Anne Margaret on the show. She was in the movie.
We have. Oh, you have. That's right.
Capital High School teaming up with Santa Fe School for the Arts. 10:30 a.m. and 7 o'clock. Bryant Font Performing Arts Theater at Capital High out on Paseo del Sol. Pretty cheap to get in. 438-8585. And Mosaic Dance Company presents...
Yes, I just had them on the program.
Yeah, East Indian, Middle Eastern, and Fusion Dance at 7 o'clock, James A. Little, tonight. So it's called Invaders of the Heart, One Love. Got to pay to get in. You can get the tickets at Pomegranate Studios on Sirius Road. But I'm going to give you a phone number. I like to do that. I never know if people like phone numbers, but we give them. We never hear anybody say, stop with the phone numbers.
We never hear anybody say much of anything.
No, they often say, God, is he as sexy as he sounds? And you say, yes, of course. We know this dialogue.
Is that
and
right?
To me, they say things like, is she as cute as you infer? And I say, she's cuter. She's amazing. You're kidding. I say, oh, you look into her eyes and you see things that take you into a whole nother world. It's talk about rabbit holes. Believe me, you just... Anyway,
keep talking.
Here. So anyway, if you want to go Invaders of the Heart, here's the phone number, 986-6164.
The Santa Fe Southern Railway is generously hosting a special green drinks train. And it's apparently filling up fast, and it was filling up fast when I got it a week and a half ago, so who knows. But it's a grassroots effort to bring together community. So if you have any more questions, you can call the Santa Fe Depot at 989-8600.
All aboard.
And they'll call you back.
Santa Fe Performing Arts City Different Players teams up with the Teen Ensemble to present Karen Schultz's Miller's drama about a young victim of a Hiroshima bombing called A Thousand Cranes. Armory for the Arts Theater, 2 p.m. matinee on Saturday and Sunday.
Hey, we're going to have a ticket giveaway.
That's
Mary Lynn LeBlanc is in the studio standing by to tell us about our... we're going to have two ticket giveaways. What's the first one, Mary Lynn?
Well, the first one, Mary Charlotte, is for T.R. Reed, who will be at the Lensic this coming Tuesday, April 28th at 7 p.m. Folks, just need to call 428-1382.
428-1382, and I guess the first caller or callers will get their tickets for T.R. Reed. Yeah, even if you don't win the tickets right now, I swear, I've learned more from doing that interview than I've learned from just about anything lately.
Yeah, you should go see the thing regardless of whether you get the tickets.
Yeah, whether you get the tickets
you
or not.
You get your own tickets. It's not that expensive. We can't say prices on KSFR, but that's how it goes.
That's how it goes.
And that's how it goes, as everyone knows. Okay, what's happening on Saturday? Earth Day events. Head over to the Rail Yard from 11 to 2, and there's going to be music, performance, and the Sustainability Award nominees. They're going to plant trees along the Santa Fe River, if only there were a river. There's going to be an Earth Day Book Fair. All of this is happening. Most of it's happening in the Rail Yard, although the Earth Day Book Fair is over at Clear Light Book Gallery on San Mateo Road. I think that's in the evening.
I think it's all day.
No, I mean the Clear Light Book stuff, I think, is 6 to 8.
The Clear Light Book stuff is... noon to 4, poets, storytellers, educators, authors, and supporters of Mother Earth, and then a roundtable discussion on sustainability from 6 to 8.
Okay, thank you. Good.
And that's at 851 San Mateo.
That's correct. 424-9090.
And,
but in the rail yard, it's all day roughly. It's like 11 on to 5 or 6, right?
Yeah, well, this is all day, too. It's 12 from 2 to
okay,
8.
Okay, so you got two options.
And the one of the people there is Modesto Rivera Lemus, who's a Huichol shaman, storyteller, yarn artist, and musician. And he's going to be speaking at noon in Spanish about Huichol indigenous sacred path of respect and care for the natural environment. He'll sing, he'll accompany himself on violin at performing Huichol music. And he's also in Santa Fe to raise money with the sponsorship of Warehouse 21 for a permanent one-room schoolhouse for his extended family settlement in Mexico. He'll be there to demonstrate his yarn paintings and sell books and so on. And actually, I've seen some of his work, and I interviewed him on, my evil twin DJ Carlota interviewed him on Somos Son one time, and he's really a great musician and a lot of fun. He's great.
Your twin sister?
My evil twin.
I'd like to see it with your twin. Naturally, I'd have to make sure that you were identical in every way.
What would you like to do with my twin?
Undressing or something. Oh, nothing. I went to Corazon, the new bar over on Guadalupe, the other night. They're going to have a dance party there with a bunch of DJs.
Where the old Willie's was.
Yeah.
How was that? I haven't been there yet.
It's dark and they have candles. They're all very nice employees. You can get food at the bar. And I can't quite figure out the motif yet, but it's sort of like... I didn't feel old because appropriately enough, there were young people in their 20s there, but there were also people in their 40s and 50s there. So that was kind of cool. So interesting. Go by, swing by. They're going to have a dance party Saturday night. House breaks, electro music, 9 o'clock, call for a cover charge. We got in there before 9 the other night, and I guess there was no cover. So that's something to think about. If you go in for a drink at 8, I guess you can stay.
Roller Derby.
Roller Derby.
As the season derby, opener derby. Is at Santa Ana Star Center.
Is it women or men?
Tomorrow, women.
Of course.
At 5 o'clock. The first game starts at 6 between their travel team, Muñecas Muertas, and the San Diego travel team. And the second game will feature the Santa Fe Disco Brawlers playing the Albuquerque team, the Hot Bots.
Oh, boy. That roller derby with women is like the most artistically exciting event you could go see. You almost don't want to go see a Lannan show if you have the roller derby girls playing somewhere else.
Well, yeah, whatever.
But
You can see DukeCityDerby.com. That's the website.
I grew up on this stuff. My question for you is this. The girls are like bouncing each other, hitting each other with their elbows. When they go, I'm just curious what you think. Like when they go into the shower room later, do you think they're still fighting?
My educated guess, and I have no firsthand information on this, would be in the negative.
I see. So there's no like towel snapping or nothing like that.
The number for more information is 505-254-3764.
That's fine. Okay. Marilyn Fadua is going to sign copies of her book, Maria of Agreda, Agreda, Mystical Lady in Blue.
And I'm going to have her on the air on Tuesday.
Excellent. 5 o'clock on Tuesday, which is when you're having her on the air over at Garcia Street.
Yes,
books.
Sir.
That's the same night that the Reader's Club is going to meet at the George O'Keefe Museum Education Annex. And they're going to discuss the book Artists of the Canyons and Caminos, Santa Fe, the Early Years. This is at 6 o'clock, and it's free. That's Tuesday, George O'Keefe Education Annex. There's a lot of free events here in town. A lot of them are lectures and book signings, but nonetheless, there's a lot of not particularly expensive stuff. For example, Thursday night, you can go see the comedy duo of Azhar Usman and Rabbi Bob Alper together doing One Muslim, One Jew, One Stage, They Laugh in Peace tour. This is amazing. It's 7 o'clock at Temple Beth Shalom on Barcelona Road, right up the street here. You got to pay to get in. 982-1376.
I got another email about the Lensic event on Monday, which is the College of Santa Fe final program event.
Yeah.
But what I didn't mention before was that it's going to start in Burrow Alley at 6:30, Acoustic Americana Ensemble, African Drum Ensemble,
oh,
Middle East Balkan Ensemble.
Perfect time. It's summer.
And then I guess
stuff.
Inside at 7 o'clock, the William Tell Overture. It's Rossini adapted from Glenn Campbell's version. Rock Ensemble with KSFR's own Peter Williams, who does Music in the Madness on Thursday nights.
The Led Zeppelin group.
Superstition, Stevie Wonder, a couple of Stevie Wonder things, and then some funk R&B with Mark Clark as director. Then there's women's dance, Mori Bayasa, women's dance from Guinea, some movie, some... music and dance from Guinea and the Ivory Coast. African
good.
Drum Ensemble with Fred Simpson as director. And it's this unbelievable set-down servant, which is a traditional black spiritual with Steve Paxton directing the College of Santa Fe chorus.
Huh.
It just goes on and on. I can't even read the whole
Roger
thing.
Roger Whittaker tunes?
It looks... I better go. This is good.
Are they doing anything from Roger Whittaker?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Look, The Language of Dark Feral Dogs. That's one of the pieces.
Oh. Okay, so there's music. And if you want to go see other stuff, tonight, for example, at Lodge Lounge at Lodge of Santa Fe, King George is doing 90s dance music at 10. At Cafe Dominic, we got Jerry Carthy playing Irish tunes. I saw him the other night over at Zia Diner when I was over there sitting in the bar. 6 o'clock, Cafe Dominic. He's not at Zia tonight. He's at Cafe Dominic. He'll be at Zia another night. I think he's at Zia on Thursday nights. Sunday night at La Dolce Vita. Hunter Beck plays classical guitar, 6 o'clock.
Oh, I just heard him at the Treehouse the other day.
Yeah? How is he?
He's a good player.
He's a really nice guy. We've been missing up his listings and pauses, so I wanted to plug him. He's a really polite and professional when things get messed up. He doesn't scream at us like some people do, and that always gets you somewhere. Faith Page playing Pranzo. I Want to Go Here, 5 to 8 o'clock. Very small cover charge.
And tonight at Body... Tonight at Body, a circle of Santa Fe singer-songwriters, Four Voices, Four Stories at 7:30, and that's at Body of Santa Fe at 333 Cordova Road.
That's cool. 7 o'clock on Wednesday, we're a little early for this, but if you want to get in a fiesta mood, the Santa Fe Fiesta Council is going to pick this year's Don Diego de Vargas and La Reina de las Fiestas at 7 o'clock at the Lenzic. Not too expensive, 988-1234. So if you're interested in this stuff, swing by the Lenzic. A lot of stuff seems to happen at the Lenzic, and we don't do this out of favoritism. It's just that.
No, it's just there's something happening there almost every night. Here's another one. I got an email with the subject line, the capital letters UUUUT. And it says the UUUUT, or maybe it's OOT experiment, lives on with the second incarnation on Sunday, April 26th at 3 o'clock, and it's a monthly experiment in making sound through unstructured improvisation, the use of found objects, extended technique, laptops, robotics, etc., etc. Musicians, sound artists, and sound addicts in general are welcome to show up. It's a performance. I guess it's a performance. It's not just that you can... I don't know. You find out more by calling 466-4832.
7 o'clock, Warehouse 21, Saturday. Crimson Eclipse, Krios, and Dead Rebellion. Dun, 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 dun.
How are you supposed to rebel if you're dead?
Zombies do that all the time in the movies. 7 o'clock, and I've seen them all. 7 o'clock on Saturday, you got to pay to get in. That same night, Meow Wolf has Zeon I, Gnosaurus, and DJ Miss Ginger, 8 o'clock. You got to pay to get in. Check out myspace.com. Meow Wolf. Meow, meow. Da, 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 da. What time is it?
On a completely different note, we're going to do another ticket giveaway.
What the?
Mary Lynn LeBlanc, what's this one?
Okay, Poe Girl will be performing at the Santa Fe Brewing Company this Saturday, tomorrow, April 25th at 7:30, and they'll only be doing that one show. We have one pair of tickets for the first caller.
One pair of tickets for the first caller.
Okay, that's good.
That's 428-1382. And Mary Charlotte, do you recall the time and place for the Weechel event that you mentioned earlier?
Yeah, Clearlight Publishing. What did I do with the link? I'll get it in a moment. Okay, wait. Clearlight Books is at 851 San Mateo Street near Calle Lorca here in Santa Fe.
Hey, I smell food burning.
No, in a restaurant?
That's unusual in this place. At least we're near the exit door here. Hey, what time is it?
It is 8:53.
Yikes. Okay.
There's a lot going on.
Les Zeppelin. I love it. Female tribute band, 7:30 on Sunday. Santa Fe Brewing Company. It's terrific.
Excellent.
I know. That's anything with Les in it makes me want to go.
Does it really?
Generally. That's why I wanted to see about you and your twin sister and talk to you a little bit about that. Do you know what the Defiant Requiem was?
No.
All right, this is serious. It's a lecture on Verdi's Requiem as it was sung by prisoners in the Nazi concentration camp at Terezin.
Oh, my goodness.
Talitha Arnold's going to talk at 4 o'clock on Sunday. United Church of Santa Fe donations welcome and benefit the Santa Fe Symphony Orchestra and Chorus. So that's pretty interesting. Again, a Sunday afternoon lecture, pretty serious topic if that interests you.
Hey, tonight, an era never to be forgotten photo and video exhibition from 5 to 7 at That's Warehouse right. 21. Did you announce that already?
I did that early on.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. We know
never
the
mind.
Deal.
What the deal being what? That I never listen to what you say?
It goes 50-50. That's how it is. You say something, and then I say, and you say, oh, I had him on the air Tuesday, and I realize I heard that Tuesday show, and why didn't I think of that? Why didn't I say, gee, you had him on the air? Or you say to me, did you mention this show? And I say, yeah.
You say potato.
And I say potato. You're quite a tomato. Even as a tomato. It's funny that her name's Mary Lynn and yours is Mary Charlotte. I just thought about that.
That's yeah, odd. That's a real coincidence. Mary is such an uncommon name to be paired with another name.
I see. It's just minutes away from goodbye. And this is what I get going out the door. New movies in town. Sin Nombre at the Vargas. I'm going to see it. It's about immigration across Mexico to the U.S. and the difficulties facing people. The Soloist, a big one with Robert Downey Jr. and Jamie Foxx down at Regal 14. The Informer is based on Easton Ellis' stories over at DeVargas. Earth is the big Disney movie about the little critters that run around the planet. It's going to be awfully cute. 12 is a very interesting offbeat. Maybe I was a little harsh on it, but I don't think so. Review. Russian take on 12 Angry Men. It's at CCA. And Jonathan Richards, very much like Tokyo Sonata, opening at the screen today. I have not seen it. There's a lot of big ones still around, like Fast and Furious and Duplicity and The Haunting in Connecticut, which I thought was terrible, but everybody's going to see it. So, and Sunshine Cleaning, worth seeing at DeVargas, an offbeat, locally shot picture. Amy Adams and Emily Blunt as sisters. Really good work by Alan Arkin, and some local actors are really good in it. So go and see it if you like.
Hey, and then on Sunday morning at Tropic of Capricorn, Get Green with Michael, The Dirt on New Mexico Soils. And it's all about tips on garden preparation, plant nutrient needs, the secret life of soil, led by horticulturalist Michael Clark. And that's at Tropic of Capricorn, 983-2700.
And the Film Center's moved over to the Jean Cocteau temporarily,
I
just so
know.
You know. And the North 6... down at the Santa Fe Place.
Is it temporarily?
They've knocked all their prices down. It's a second-run theater, North 6, Santa Fe Place now. You can get in for a lot cheaper than you used to. Check out the ad on page 48 in PASA. You'll see what I mean. Everybody's talking about a new world in the morning. That's a great tune. I just heard that. That's why I asked you about Roger Whittaker. Remember that song? You were
no.
too little.
What?
New world in the morning, so they say. I myself don't talk about a new world in the morning. A new world in the morning, that's today. You really don't remember that?
No, I don't remember that at all. But that's all right, you know? It's
and
it's
I
okay.
Can, feeling
can
it
I read one more?
Coming on, go ahead.
The Business of Art is offering workshop series for artisans in Santa Fe. Did you read that already?
No, I'm glad you're mentioning it.
Jewelers, woodworkers, fiber artists, leatherworks, and all the other craftspeople are welcome to apply. It's limited enrollment. For more information, it's sponsored by the City of Santa Fe Economic Development. It's open to 20 artists who are living in the Santa Fe area. And for more information, you can, there's no number. You can go to, you can write to admin@business-of-art.net.
Cool.
And the deadline application is May 1st.
Cosmetics at the Lensic Sunday night, 7:30. Rob Benziger wrote about it in today's Pasta Tampa. One last shot.
Well, there we have it, ladies
That's
and gentlemen.
That's it. That's always nice. Springtime's here, and you and I are once again engaged in scintillating and often excitingly erroneous sensual talk.
What?
Erroneous. You got erroneous zones. I've been reading about it.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte.
Say that? You're even talking erroneously.
KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org.
You've got that voice down
You can
pat.
Email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org.
What else?
Or leave a message at 428-1528.
That's very nice. Tell me about the show.
All tickets are gone. If you don't call anymore, if you wanted to get that ticket giveaway, because they have all been had.
I've been had every time I come on the show.
Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, Jazz a la Carta with Ricardo Perez. Broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company. Hey, I forgot to say, did I say if you want to email me, my email address is, did I say that already? Is radiocafe@ksfr.org?
You absolutely did.
I did not. And you can leave a message.
Repeat yourself.
At 428-1528.
No wonder guys get tired of women. Always saying things eight times.
Oh, shut the heck up.
That's it.
So, what are you doing this weekend?
May, I'm going to go see...
Oh, one more announcement. So, tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. No, I forgot to say. Duo Guadalupe, violin and guitar duo playing classical music at the Santuario de Guadalupe, 6 o'clock tomorrow night.
Get that in there. You have fun. I'm going to Sweet Charity.
Because I'm going to that, so I better announce it.
Thousand Cranes. I'll probably go to a bar tomorrow night, and Sunday I'm going to play.
How's your dog?
She's well. She survived it. She got her ear chewed up, but she's okay.
So she's going to have a permanently chewed up ear? And then she can talk about how, she was in a fight.
She was happy that Daddy came to her rescue. I love animals, but I would have broken that dog's neck in a minute if I had to when I saw my dog being attacked.
Be careful of your dogs. And, you know, I've taken to leaving my cell phone in the car if I go to the dog park.
I terrified that woman. I thought she was going to call somebody on me.
Well, here we have it. Thanks to Mary Lynn LeBlanc today and every day. We've got fabulous engineers at the KSFR studios. And we are very grateful for having this wonderful public radio station.
It's nice to be alive.
You know, it's really pretty good.
It is good. You have beautiful eyes.
And the spring has sprung and the trees are all nice. And I have
like
an apple tree and it smells good. And three small dogs and the Cavalier King Charles Spaniel tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Garcia Street Books and I'm